Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, Stephanie.
It's our culture unit for the month of April. We're coming toward the end of April here. But today we're going to talk about a Muslim holiday, a holiday in Islam called Ramadan. Maybe you've heard of it, but it's Islam's holiest holiday.
I didn't realize we had so many Muslims in Taiwan. I know there's a big mosque on, it's on Xinsheng and Heping, that area.
Right.
It looks like a beautiful building. But we've got a lot of ladies who come over to take care of elderly people for the Taiwanese families. From Indonesia. And primarily, most of the people over there are Muslim. So we've got 240,000 right here. We're going to talk about really their holiest holiday. What they do is they end up fasting, which means they don't eat. I don't know if they don't drink, but they don't eat for the daylight hours, and then once the sun goes down, they eat. And that's a way to devote themselves or to worship God, their God. So, yeah, we're going to talk about when this takes place and some of the things that go on with Ramadan.
So let's get to it. Let's read the entire contents of today's lesson right now. You might not have noticed when a crescent moon appeared in the sky earlier this month. For Taiwan's approximately 240,000 Muslims, though, it symbolized the beginning of Ramadan, an Islamic tradition that is rooted in culture, devotion, and over 1,400 years of heritage. As the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, Ramadan commemorates the revelation of the first words of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad. For this reason, Muslims abstain from eating, drinking, and smoking during daylight hours for roughly 30 days. This profound restraint is meant to cleanse them and reinforce their faith. Though specific Ramadan rituals vary from country to country, each day always begins with a pre-dawn meal called a suhoor, followed by the first of five daily prayers. At dusk, observers break their fast with an enormous feast known as iftar, together with family and friends. With the arrival of the next crescent moon comes the end of Ramadan and a joyous celebration. Eid al-Fitr. In addition to donating to charity, everyone comes together to exchange gifts, ask for forgiveness, and show gratitude to Allah. Many participants will also indulge in large outdoor picnics, this being their first chance to do so in weeks. To celebrate the culture of Taiwan's Muslim community, Taipei holds multiple public Eid al-Fitr events on the first Sunday after Ramadan ends, two important ones being at Taipei Main Station and Da'an Park. These events also serve as a way of giving thanks to the Southeast Asian community, which makes up 75% of the country's Muslims, for their contributions to Taiwanese society.
Okay, guys, let's get started. Ramadan, Islam's holiest holiday. So you might not have noticed when a crescent moon appeared in the sky earlier this month. No, I rarely see the moon. I do try to look for it when there's a full moon because it's so beautiful. And I miss the stars. You know, we live right in the city, so it's very difficult for it ever to be dark enough. You know, there are too many lights in the city to see the beautiful moon. But the crescent moon, it looks quite beautiful. So when that happens, though, it's very important to a particular religion, and that's Islam. So Taiwan's approximately 240,000 Muslims, it symbolizes the start of Ramadan. So that to them is a very special shape. So Ramadan is the name of their holiest holiday. And, Tom was reading, I realized they do, actually fast the same way. My church fasts once a month. We don't eat or drink for 24 hours. That's hard. If you can drink, it's not that hard. It's okay. But when you can't drink, oh boy, you get thirsty. They also can't smoke. So, and this, Ramadan goes on for 30 days. And then once the sun goes down, they really do eat really big meals together. So we're going to be talking about some of the traditions and what happens in this particular holiday. So remember, that crescent moon symbolizes the beginning of Ramadan, and it's an Islamic tradition. What is it rooted in? Where does it come from? It comes from their culture and devotion and over 1,400 years of heritage. So, the religion goes way back, and those who are committed are really strong in their beliefs. If you're devoted to someone or something, you can be devoted to a cause. Just means you have a lot of loyalty and enthusiasm for that person or activity or cause. Devoted is the adjective form. Devotion is the noun. And if you actually devote yourself to somebody or something, you can devote time. You can devote money. There are different ways to devote yourself to a cause.
Yep, so this is an Islamic tradition that is rooted in culture and devotion to the faith. And, of course, it's been going on for a long time, for 1,400 years. Over 1,400 years of heritage. Heritage talks about things that are passed from one generation to the next. So, yeah, you may have seen that crescent moon earlier this month, which is a moon that kind of looks like the letter C, you know? Mm-hmm. And maybe, if you're lucky, Venus was there someplace too. And so you got to see the moon and Venus as well. But in any case, the crescent moon signals the beginning of Ramadan. So let's talk about that now. Let's look at the next paragraph. It says, as the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, or because it's the holiest month in the Islamic calendar, Ramadan commemorates the revelation of the first words of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad. So these are some facets of Islam that you should know. We've got Ramadan, of course, and of course their holy book is called the Quran. There are probably different ways to pronounce it.
I say Quran.
Quran, okay, yeah. Sounds good. I think I've heard some people say Quran, but Quran is probably closer to correct. And there's a revelation of the first words of the Quran. So revelation means something was revealed, some information was given, passed on by one person or one God to a person. And in this particular case, the words were passed on, I guess, to the Prophet Muhammad. Muhammad is the main guy in Islam, and he's a prophet, which is basically somebody who's given special information by God. They're inspired, and they're supposed to carry out God's will on earth.
One thing I wanted to explain for 1 minute, because it always confused me what the difference between Islam and Muslim was. What's the difference?
Good question, yeah.
The religion is Islam. And if you're a follower of Islam, you're called Muslim. So that's how that works. Christianity's easier, you know. You can be Christian, but the religion is Christianity. The words are the same. It's just a variation. So I was always kind of confused. I'm like, do I say he's Islam or do I say he's Muslim? You say someone's Muslim, they believe in Islam and in the Quran. It's their scriptures, you know. We have the Bible. They have their Quran, and that's what they look to for inspiration. So we're talking again about Ramadan. It says it commemorates the revelation. If you can commemorate a lot of things, if you commemorate, I always look at that word and I think of kind of a party, a big ceremony. You're showing respect for someone or something. Maybe you're memorializing something. Ramadan commemorates or shows respect for the revelation of the first words in their book of scripture, which is the Quran, to the Prophet Muhammad. So for this reason, Muslims abstain from eating, drinking, and smoking during daylight hours for roughly 30 days. Wow, if you were addicted to cigarettes, this would be tough, right?
Yeah, it would be. And so this is what you do. You abstain from eating, drinking, and smoking during daylight hours. And this goes on for more or less 30 days, roughly 30 days.
Uh-huh.
And this is kind of similar to the Catholic practice practice of Lent, mm-hmm. where they abstain from something, they give up something. Like a friend of mine back in college abstained from drinking beer or alcohol during Lent.
That was probably hard for him.
Could have been, especially when you're going to college and there are lots of parties going on and stuff like that.
So I would give up maybe ice cream.
Okay, yeah, that might be hard for you since you like sweet food so much. Mm. But yeah, Muslims are not supposed to eat, they're not supposed to drink, or they're not supposed to smoke during daylight hours. Mm-hmm. And again, this goes on for more or less 30 days. Now, this profound restraint is meant to cleanse them mm-hmm. and reinforce their faith. So you might be asking, gee, why do you guys do that to yourself? That's so hard. Don't you still have to go to school? Don't you still have to go to work? If you don't eat or drink during the day, gee, you're going to get lightheaded. You're going to pass out. You're going to be really hungry. Why would you do that? Why would you practice that restraint? Restraint means controlling yourself, not letting yourself do something that you normally do. Well, they do it to cleanse themselves and to reinforce their faith. To cleanse kind of means to clean something mm-hmm. and to make it clean again.
Yeah, cleanse your face, you know, is probably used quite a bit if you're listening to a commercial or an advertisement. We'll cleanse our face instead of saying clean our face. We cleanse. This is actually fasting. If you don't eat or drink, the term for that is fasting. It's been in every religion for millions of years. So one of the reasons why people fast is it really does clean out your system. And now they've done studies showing that it actually is very good for your immune system. It builds your immunity to keep you from getting sick. And it also helps you live longer and be younger. So this is good stuff. So it's not easy, though. I can't imagine them doing this for 30 days. Hmm. Maybe it helps them quit the cigarette habit. Who knows?
Could be.
So if you cleanse yourself, it also does something to reinforce their faith. So it helps them with their faith. It builds their faith. To reinforce something means you make something even stronger, even sturdier. You might have a fence around your property and maybe it's getting a little weak. Maybe parts of it are falling down. If you reinforce it, you make it stronger. You build it back up so that it can protect your home, that fence at least. Yeah.
Yep. Reinforce. That's the verb. The noun is reinforcement.
Yeah.
So maybe the army is losing the battle.
Right.
So they sent in reinforcements, something to make the army stronger.
More troops come out. Yeah.
Indeed. But here again, we're talking about the verb to reinforce, to make it stronger so that they continue to be very faithful to their God. And the God of Islam, of course, is Allah. Okay, that brings us to the end of our first part. Let's take a break now, but stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. My name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第16单元。好，今天的这个文章的主题是跟穆斯林他们的斋戒月有关。好，那时间呢，其实就是当你看到天空里面出现了 crescent moon 的时候，这样子的梅月出现的时候，如果你不是回教徒，大概就不会特别留意。不过这其实就是斋戒月的开始。我们先看到他这篇文章里面就提到这个斋戒月啊，它是一个Islamic tradition that is rooted in culture, devotion, and over 1400 years of heritage. 这句话里面有一个重要的片语 is rooted in. 我们知道 root, 如果当动词当然就是发根长出根来，或者是说你让东西固定，所以这一个片语 is rooted in 就是它是根源于。好，当然对于穆斯林来说，这是一个他们重要的传统。再来第二段呢，就说到，所以啊，在伊斯兰教历里面最神圣的月份，这个斋戒月，它为什么会存在？它是要纪念古兰经它第一次揭露给穆罕默德知道的这个缘故而来的。那所以说为了要庆祝这个日子哦，这个月份，那穆斯林他们白天就会戒绝禁食。好，我们注意到这个片语 abstain from. 我们知道 abstain 它本来就跟 restrain 这个字的含义很像，也就是说你克制，然后介系词加 from 就表示不要去做，你克制自己不要做什么，那 from 是介系词咯，所以后面一定是动名词，因此你看到 eating, drinking, smoking, 好，这些都不可以。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue talking about Ramadan. Remember, Ramadan is done by Muslims, and it kind of happened because it commemorates the revelation of the first words of the Quran to the Prophet Muhammad, and Muslims will abstain from eating, drinking, and smoking during daylight hours for about 30 days, and this restraint will cleanse them and reinforce their faith. It will strengthen their faith, and though specific Ramadan rituals vary from country to country, each day always begins with a pre-dawn meal called a suhoor, followed by the first of five daily prayers. So, yeah, of course, Islam is spread out over many countries in the world, so these rituals will be different. They'll vary from country to country. The rituals, say, in Egypt will be different from the rituals in Malaysia, for example.
At dusk, observers break their fast with an enormous feast known as Iftar. Is that how you said it, Dom? Iftar? Together with family and friends. At dusk. When is dusk? Dusk is when the sun sets and, you know, your daylight is over. It's kind of a nice part of the day. The sun's gone down. There's still some light. It's not as bright, of course, because the sun has gone down, but it's called dusk. The opposite of dusk, of course, is when the sun comes up. That's dawn. So dawn is the morning. Dusk is when the sun's gone down. Observers are the people that are actually the devoted followers. We often see this word used with the Jewish religion. You know, he's an observant Jew. Or he's an observant Christian. People can be Christians or Jews or Muslims, but not be observant. It means, yeah, they were raised that way, but they really don't follow that religion. But if you're observant, you're very devoted. You're a believer. You're a follower. So at dusk, they break their fast. If you break your fast, you eat breakfast. That's why this word breakfast exists, because overnight, all of us fast. No one's eating, no one's drinking, unless you get up in the middle of the night and have a snack, which I've done that before. But to break your fast means you haven't had any food or water. And if you break that, you start to eat again with an enormous feast. And that feast is known as Iftar, together with family and friends. It looks like a big party. I've seen this before.
Sounds like a lot of fun, actually. Yeah. So, yes, they have this big meal, this big feast called Iftar. Uh-huh. And, of course, it's a lot of fun. The more, the merrier. Now, here in the next paragraph, it says, with the arrival of the next crescent moon comes the end of Ramadan and a joyous celebration, Eid al-Fitr. So here we've got this pattern, with the arrival of the next crescent moon. That means when the next crescent moon comes, then Ramadan is ended, okay? And, of course, when Ramadan comes to an end, well, it's not just going to peter out, okay? They're going to have a big celebration to make sure everybody knows that Ramadan is over and to have some fun as well. And this joyous, happy celebration is called Eid al-Fitr.
Tom used an interesting expression to peter out. It's kind of a fun one. It just means something gradually gets less and less, gradually diminishes over time to peter out until there's nothing, right? Sometimes if they're fixing the pipes in my building, I'll turn on the water, and at first, you know, there's water, and then little by little, it stops running because they've turned it off somewhere, and it peters out. So peter out is spelled like it sounds, P-E-T-E-R, guys, peter out.
But Ramadan does not peter out.
No.
It has a big celebration called Eid al-Fitr, which is joyous.
It's joyous. It's big. There are a lot of people who love each other, and they come together to eat and to break their fast. In addition to donating to charity or giving money to charity or things you own, it doesn't have to be money. You can donate clothes and things like toys, you know, at Christmas time. Everyone comes together to exchange gifts, ask for forgiveness. Maybe you hurt your friends or family members' feelings. You can tell them you're sorry. You can also show gratitude to Allah. That's their God. Many participants will also indulge in large outdoor picnics. This is what I've seen. This being their first chance to do so in weeks. Yeah, I bet it's a lot of fun. Now, to celebrate the culture of Taiwan's Muslim community, Taipei holds multiple public Eid al-Fitr events on the first Sunday after Ramadan ends. And where are these? Well, the two important ones are held at Taipei Main Station and Da'an Park. Da'an Park is the park right next to their mosque, so mm-hmm. It's really quite convenient. Yeah, so the mosque is on Xinsheng. And then the Da'an Park is just across that street. So I haven't seen the one at Taipei Main Station, though.
Yeah, I know that a lot of people gather there to see their friends on Sundays mm-hmm. at Taipei Main Station. I haven't been down there in a long time, but it makes sense that they would have some kind of event down there because a lot of foreign workers do get together.
Because they have
Sundays.
The day off, right?
Yeah, they have a great time. It looks like they're really enjoying themselves there. So, of course, that's one event that will take place the first Sunday after Ramadan ends. And these events also serve as a way of giving thanks to the Southeast Asian community, which makes up 75% of the country's Muslims, for their contributions to Taiwanese society. So, yes, these events are organized by the Taipei City government. And it's, you know, of course, a way to let people celebrate the end of Ramadan, yes. But also, we all want to give thanks to the enormous contribution that Southeast Asian workers make to Taiwan. They make up 75% of the country's Muslims. So another 25% of the Muslims in Taiwan are probably locals, not people from Southeast Asia. They could also be coming from other countries like the Middle East or something. I'm not quite sure of the demographics there. But here we've got the phrase to make up, mm-hmm. which can mean all sorts of things. Mm-hmm. If a boyfriend and a girlfriend have an argument and they're not talking to each other, they might kiss and make up later on. Oh, I'm sorry I said that. I'm sorry too. Let's continue being boyfriend and girlfriend. But in this particular case, make up means it is the
composed
building block.
Of, yeah.
Yeah, it composes, it comprises 75% of the country's Muslims, makes up that large percentage.
I was just looking up when Ramadan is officially this year. In 2020, it begins on the evening of April the 23rd, and it ends on the evening of May 23rd. So April 23rd to May 23rd, that's when Ramadan actually takes place. It's kind of like the lunar calendar. They've got a Muslim calendar, too. And so according to the Muslim calendar, Ramadan starts the ninth month in that particular calendar. But we're using the Western calendar here when we say it starts April 23rd. I never knew that they had their own calendar, like, you know, the lunar calendar that we have over here in Asia. So this sounds like a pretty wonderful event for them to celebrate with their loved ones, whether they're family or friends. And it's good to learn about other cultures, other groups, other religions so that you can understand where they're coming from, you know, so we can understand each other better. Hopefully one of these days we'll stop fighting when people will be better to each other, but it hasn't happened yet. One person who never causes any trouble is our Chinese teacher. Let's listen now.
好，那这边接下来他就说，提到斋戒月的仪式，当然不见得大家都一样，不过呢，大概每一天他是会怎么做呢？他说到啊，pre-dawn meal， 有一个 pre-dawn meal， 开头这个 pre, P-R-E 就是在什么之前，也就是说在黎明之前，那你会用一餐叫做风斋饭，用这个来做开头，然后呢就会开始祈祷。那这个祈祷一天是要五次的。好，到黄昏的时候呢，他还会跟这个亲朋好友在一起享受一顿叫做开斋饭，用这一餐表示解除了禁食。好，那我们这边还要注意一个文法哦，他提到说啊，他在黄昏的时候吃的这一餐 break their fast with an enormous feast known as。 好， known as， 这个 known 也是过去分词，应该说起来我们晓得过去分词的意思就是被动哦，那他这边也就是 whichis known as， 也就是被称为，大家都知道它叫做开斋饭。好咯，那我们接下来下一段就说到那么随着下一个 crescent moon， 就是下一个梅月来临，也就是这个月就结束了，那这个斋戒月的结束，他们会为这个结束来办一场欢乐的庆祝活动，他们称它为开斋节。那这个场合里面，大家当然就欢聚一堂，然后呢也会纵情的享受大型的户外野餐。好，那最后这句话就要特别注意文法咯，他在这个逗点后面写了 This being their first chance to do so in weeks。 好，我们知道 This 指的就是指前面说到的大型的outdoor picnics， 这种大型的户外野餐，可是这个 this 后面它用 being。 好，我们晓得其实 this 后面的 being 告诉你这是一个分词的构句，但是为什么要 this？ 因为它跟前面的主词不同，前面那句话 many participants 当主词，可是后半逗点后面这句话的主词是 this， 有没有加连接词？没有，既然没有连接词，没有 and， 那我们可以把后面这句保留不同的主词，然后把动词的地方变成了分词。换言之， and this is their first chance to do so in weeks。好，改成分词构句，而且是独立分词构句，因为主词前后不同，保留不同的主词。好，我们再来往下，下面最后这一段里面，他提到为了要庆祝台湾这边的穆斯林他们这样子的文化，那台北在斋戒月结束之后呢，他的第一个周日也会办各种的这种开斋节的公众活动。好，那我们来看这句话，一样的，刚刚提到说独立分词构句，在这个段里也出现了第二次，也就是这句话说，台北办各种开斋节的公众活动，这个逗点 ends 后面 two important ones being at Taipei Main Station and Dawn Park， 这个逗点后面接着的 two important ones 其实是主词，但是一样的，它没有连接词，没有 and， 所以说它去掉了连接词，又要保留不同的主词，那接下来呢，动词的部分就要用分词了，所以说你会看到 being。 换言之，其实在这个逗点后头要谈其中这两个重要活动，你也可以改写成And two important ones are at Taipei Main Station and Dawn Park。 好，我们说来说去还是要告诉大家，逗点不能当连接词，那如果它后面有个连接句的话，你可以改成分词构句，而主词前后不同，要保留不同的主词，然后动词改成 ving。 好，我们今天的讲解就到这边结束，我们下次见。
Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Have a wonderful Ramadan and celebrate along with our friends from Southeast Asia or elsewere during these events. So have a great time, and thank you for joining us. And please join us again next time for another edition of our program. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie. See ya.